Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
A few of my friends who follow national and local politics have been asking me why the Blade chose not to make an endorsement in the 2024 presidential race between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. It's an understandable question, given that most major American newspapers have traditionally made an endorsement in presidential elections. Certainly in the Blade's case, it was a break in a tradition that goes back as far as my memory takes me. During my years as custodian of the Blade's editorial policy, we took our responsibilities very seriously in all of our endorsements, including certainly our preference for president. It was always an honor to welcome each candidate into our office for an hour or so of pointed questions and frank conversation. Sometimes we took the editorial board to the candidates. I remember the time our publisher, John Robinson Block, and I met with George Herbert Walker Bush in the basement of the convention center. Surrounded by Secret Service agents, we interviewed the leader of the free world. When Bill Clinton came to town, it was determined that he and I would meet privately in a room at the University of Toledo Student Union. I will never forget the moment. While I asked what I thought were complex questions about national policy, Mr. Clinton gave thoughtful answers, all the while scribbling personal notes and signing copies of his book for local Democratic supporters. On a later occasion, Mr. Block met separately with Mr. Clinton. So I hope you gather from all this that the presidential endorsement process has always been a big deal for us, and I'm sure it remains so. I am not part of those deliberations and decisions any longer, so I can't speak to how the decision was made this year not to formally endorse. What I can tell you is that over the years, contrary to what some may believe, our minds were never made up before those endorsement meetings. We wanted to know which person was the better choice, not only for America, but for Ohio and Toledo. The process was much the same for lesser offices, from governor to senator to Lucas County Sheriff. How much did it matter? Back in the day, the late Andy Douglas, a longtime Toledo City Councilman and later a justice on the Ohio Supreme Court, said the Blade's endorsement was worth 10,000 votes in a close local race. In my honest opinion, he was right. That's not likely true any longer, but it still counts for something. I never once heard a candidate insist that he did not want the Blade's endorsement. Such a complaint usually came after the fact from the candidate who didn't get it. So deliberative was the process that we often backed the candidate who faced an uphill battle. Not because we liked an underdog, but because we considered him or her the better qualified. It would have been easy to have a high batting average on endorsements by only picking the favorite. But it wasn't a high batting average we coveted. One thing is certain, a Blade presidential endorsement in 2024 would not have turned our solidly red state blue.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at WGTE.org/life.